This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Time now for WSMI Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Alan Pogonpole, your country financial agent in Raymond. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffee, Irving, and Fillmore. The Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis, and by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. And on this 23rd day of Saturday, or this 23rd day of August, a Saturday ahead of Football Friday.
It's finally
Sports,
here.
It's Sports Saturday with Tim Mize, Dave Jenkins, and there's Aaron Duff sitting in there too. Does he know what he's gotten himself into today?
I don't think he has any idea, no. He will quickly find out, though. Now, Duffy, we've had you on the show, obviously, for years. We've had you in a deer stand. We've had you in the film room. Yeah. But golf we've never course. Had you in studio. And the golf course. But we've never had you in studio. So welcome.
This is much nicer.
Yeah. Good to see you, sir. And I know for a football coach, this is always a very exciting time of the year.
Yeah, we're ready to get going. Last night we had our scrimmage, and things went pretty well. But, you know, we want to see how we line up against somebody else, and game week's here, basically.
Absolutely. And this is our football preview show. So during the next 90 minutes, we're going to catch up with the teams and coaches you're going to be hearing on the radio throughout the year. As we, of course, will be heavy in the South Central Conference and in the Prairie State as well. But, Duffy, you mentioned at week one you will be on the road at Southwestern. It's a game we'll have on WAOX 105.3, the Oxen. Southwestern, you know, it's a bit of a drive from Hillsboro, but it seems you guys always play just kind of a knockout, drag-out type of ball game.
Yeah, it's always a good game. Week one, you know, they've got good kids. This year, third year in a row, they've got a new head coach again, so we don't know what to expect, really. So, you know, you've got that out there, but it's always a good football game.
That is interesting. When you know you're going to play the same team week one every year, but then they have a coaching turnover, you know, fairly consistently, that makes your job that much more difficult.
It's a little bit different. You know, you've got to prepare the kids for every formation out there, you know, every defense, and you know, which helps you for the rest of the season, but you'd like to know a little bit more about week one when you go in. But that's how it is, and we just got to prepare.
Are you familiar at all with the head coach over there now?
Not really. What I read in the paper, mm-hmm. You know, he's been at a couple college programs and was on staff last year, mm-hmm. I believe. Younger guy, you know, coming out. So, you know, what everybody's going to today, spread offense. We'll see spread and throw the football, I'm sure.
Now, of course, Duffy, last year we saw you kind of go, I don't know if a niche offense would be the way to describe it. I don't know the word you would like to use. Will we see that again from the Toppers, or is it going to be something a little different that will be incorporated in?
Same offense. We've added a little bit to it. You know, we went to it because we have been lacking in size and went totally misdirection, and it really helped us. We had some success with it, and the kids have really enjoyed it. And this year, like I said, we just added a few things, and it's coming along pretty well.
Every year is a new year, obviously. You lost some talent. You got some talent coming back, but it did seem like you guys kind of found something late last year.
Yeah, the kids started building on what we did, what we changed. We weren't the most talented group out there, but we had a good group of hardworking kids. And with minus some turnovers, we could have been right there. That was the key to our season, was turnovers, and we've talked about it, and we've really tried to concentrate on it.
And turnovers have kind of bit the Toppers for several years in a row now.
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't know what the deal is, but we've done some drills this year to really concentrate on it, how to hold on to the football, and hopefully it pays off.
And, you know, I guess it sounds easy. We'll just hold on to the football, but, you know, the defense is kind of trying to knock it out too.
Oh yeah, you know, we've really worked with our running backs on some techniques of how to hold on that football and just really concentrate on it. But yeah, the defense, you know, they're trying to rip that thing out of there.
And just like you guys do on the defensive side, for years the Toppers have been known for the defensive side of the football. As you look at your defensive unit heading into the year, where do they stand?
That's probably our bigger question mark more than offense, because we'll have a few different kids there. Our secondary is probably our best unit, senior-oriented, I guess. Both our safeties, Cole Deming and Kobe Lemon, return. Our corners are, you know, some older kids, got a lot of experience last year. for some reason, the past few years, linebacker's been a spot we've been thin at. I think we have four or five for three spots. And our D-line, we've got some depth and some speed up there. So it's looking okay. I just can't gauge it yet.
Of course, in the South Central, you'll run into the spread attack of Greenville. Carlinville's gone to more of a spread, but they still really like to run the football predominantly. So you kind of get a little bit of everything. You know, Payne, Vandalia, they all bring something different to the table.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our conference. They play good football. We're well represented at the playoffs and usually deep into the playoffs somewhere. I mean, last year you got a 5-4 Staunton and a regular season go to the state championship game. So I think that says something for our conference.
And I would imagine when you see a team like Staunton have the season they had, make the run, that gives, I would imagine, your kids, your staff, just everybody in general, hey, just get in. And you never know what can happen.
We mentioned that to our kids. I said, look what happened last year. You played tight with these guys, and look what happened. They're in the state championship at a 5-4 team. So, yeah, it's a thing you point out to the kids.
Duffy, as you've come back home now, you've kind of been building slowly but surely. Is the program where you thought it would be at this point maybe 2 years ago?
I think it's been a little bit harder than what I thought it was going to be. It's getting harder every year, as far as numbers out for kids. I think it's everywhere. Kids have so many opportunities to do so many different things these days, and football is a hard sport. I mean, you require kids to be there all summer. You require them to work their tails off, and I don't know. I mean, they say this sound bad, but it's sort of a trend that kids aren't working as hard these days. They sit around on the couch more, do things. I mean, there's kids playing summer baseball, 1,000 games. It's hard to keep kids focused on everything.
And smartphones.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I use that now too.
I do too. Aaron Duff joining us in studios. This is our high school football preview show, and the Toppers will be opening up week one at Southwestern. Duffy, as you look, I got your schedule in front of me somewhere, but is this the four home game set up for you?
Yes. Yeah, we've got five away and four on at home, and the only thing that hurts is in our pocket now because we pay for buses.
Well, that's right. That's just yet another thing on your plate that you have to deal with.
Yes, and that's why we're having this golf tournament today. I just came from to raise money to get buses.
Talk a little bit about the golf tournament. I know the Toppers, the Hillsboro, whether it be the individual teams or the sports associations themselves, have really been working hard over the last couple of years to try to raise the money to make sure that the kids at Hillsboro can get from A to B.
It's very important, safety-wise, and keeping kids focused to games. You never know what they're going to be thinking driving somewhere. So our sports boosters give us money towards transportation. We do fundraising. It's tough. You hate to keep asking communities for the money, but it's something that's just part of it now. You have to.
And then on Friday night at Hillsboro, when you see just the stands just jam-packed, you realize, okay, people love Topper football.
Yes, and it's a community builder, I think. I mean, especially if you have a successful season, people come out of the woodworks, and it gives you some community pride. So it's a very big thing.
Now, Duffy, we thank you for stepping away from the golf course. Now, who did you leave in charge over there?
Definitely not Donnie Down. definitely not Coach Van Giesen. Lippo, I think, is in charge, so that could be iffy too. I'm not sure. They're just out there, I'm sure, losing some golf balls, I guarantee you.
Aren't Coach Van Giesen and Donnie Downs, aren't they the guys that, the caddies? Don't they carry stuff around for you?
Well, they should. they are the two most bald guys on the golf course right now. I think they're going to get that trophy for the day.
SPS 9000 for the guys, right?
Yeah. Duffy, I've always loved the mentality that the Hillsboro football coaches have had, whether it was Stewie before you, and obviously you came up with Stewie, but you guys just do a great job of keeping everything in perspective, but at the same time, that just driving desire to win. The balance of the two is impressive.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think, I probably learned that from Stu, too. He was one of my coaches in college. It's important to teach kids what's important, but at the same time, you want to win football games. And it's about how you practice a lot of times. We do a lot of hitting at practice. We go one-on-ones, and we have – these past few days that's finally warmed up, we have ran them into the dirt to get them ready. And football is not just a physical demanding sport, it's that mental game. You take kids to that mental breaking point so they can focus in the fourth quarter, and I just think it's how you practice.
And you guys, you missed the playoffs last year, but I mean, you technically really played a playoff game against Pena, because it was pretty much winner advances into the playoffs. Do a lot of your players, are they hungry because they feel like they missed that opportunity, so they want to get it done this year?
Very much so. Our seniors especially, our backfield's all seniors, and they have actually talked about that, how they want to get back in or have the chance to get back in. And they know there's a couple games. Carnival made it to the playoffs, and they beat us 27-21. We fumbled late in the game. The Staunton thing, we played them to a 2-touchdown game. It was close, you know, way through the game. So they know.
I think you also played Greenville pretty well. Your defense especially held them.
It was they scored 2 touchdowns on offensive turnovers. It was a 7-0 game at halftime, and 14-7 after 3, I believe. So yeah, we played them pretty tough. So our kids know they've got, you know, the opportunity to be there.
Well, Duffy, football has finally arrived. We always appreciate the time you give us during the football season. Best of luck throughout the year, and we look forward to seeing you talking to you next week.
Sure.
We'll see you at the gridiron, but thank you for coming in the studio.
Thank you, and I appreciate everything you guys do in getting the kit thing out there for all the kids.
Awesome. Thank you, Duffy. Now get back to the golf course and get it under control.
I'm going to try.
We need a break on Sports Saturday. We're back with more high school football preview coming up.
Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust and is a Hertz car rental agency. Kurtz Crew Cab Rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurtz 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to a motorcycle. And now Kurtz does semi and automotive tires and repair, as well as complete automotive repair. So when you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurtz 24-hour towing, behind Denny's in Litchfield. GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
Radar weather brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky, and this type of weather is perfect for Big Porkies out on the grill. Let me tell you, heat advisory in effect till 7 o'clock Monday night. They've extended it 24 hours now until 7 o'clock Monday night. Partly sunny, hot, humid today, high of 93. Partly cloudy tonight, low 75. Sunny, 95 tomorrow. Same goes for Monday. Next chance of rain doesn't roll in until about Tuesday, and we'll start looking at a high somewhere in the low 90s on Tuesday before things start to cool down. By midweek for Football Friday next week, roughly 80 degrees for the high and no rain. Right now, 84 at the Weather Center. This update brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro, home of the Big Porky, as Sports Saturday rolls on with our high school football preview show. And it's good to have Duffy in studio with us.
Always good to have Duffy in studio. We always love talking to Duffy.
Oh, he's a great guy. Great guy.
And we talk about it all the time, but, you know, we're getting back into a new high school sports season. The people that we get to deal with on a regular basis at our local high schools, second to none.
The people, and I tell this when I have an opportunity to speak to people, they say, "Well, what's the best part of your job?" I said, "Meeting great people."
Yeah,
seriously, and that seriously is the best part of our job. We get to meet some terrific people, people who we have fun with, people who we understand, people we may disagree with, but we still respect them because of, you know, of what they've done. And we have a tremendous group of talented people that we get to rub elbows with.
And, you know, we ask a lot of the various ADs and coaches throughout, you know, from now all the way through, you know, the spring season when it ends. But, I mean, we ask a lot of them throughout the entire school year, and anytime we need anything, they're always right there to give us whatever we need.
Yeah, they're terrific, and we thank them, you know, for allowing us to be part of their season and for allowing us to go get into people's homes and bring that play-by-play, being the eyes of our listeners. So that's exactly kind of a neat thing.
Neat thing. So we're going to have a doubleheader for you coming up on Friday night, Football Friday, right here on WQSMI FM 106. We will have Greenville at Litchfield. That'll be kicking off at 7, coverage at 6:40. And then the Ox game of the week will be Hillsboro at Southwestern, also kicking at 7, pregame at 6:40. course, all the action will be streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com. But, David, week one in the South Central Conference, of course, every game, there's only nine of them, so they all matter. But when everyone's a conference game, they have a little more added importance.
And they seem to be, you know, maybe when you think, okay, this may be a mismatch on paper. I mean, it doesn't seem like the game ends up being that way. I mean, it ends up being just as exciting as ever. Like, Greenville-Litchfield last year was a fantastic game. Hillsboro-Southwestern, we expect to be another good game. Roxana will be at Carlinville this year. Roxana, a lot of people last year, a lot of the other South Central coaches we heard said they were one of the best teams in the state with the record that they had having a down year.
And you remember Roxana beat Staunton sort of late in the year. And, of course, the Bulldogs went on the run. But we've got Chad Easterday on the phone right now, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers. And they will be hosting the Roxana Shells coming up week number one. Chad, good to talk to you, sir. And football coaches, very excited now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, we had our little soda scrimmage, got dressed up last night, got some little kinks worked out, did the whole starting lineup routine and that stuff. So, You know, it's a week away, and I think it went well last night for us just to get acclimated to something different than a practice schedule.
Well, that you know, the little things like that, Chad, they matter. Just the matter of running out of the tunnel, so to speak, and getting introduced. That because that's what it's going to be for the next 9 weeks.
Well, yeah, I know it sounds crazy sometimes, but you know, it's amazing the things that you can get accomplished just with equipment. Last night, you know, making sure we have all those things so we're not running around with our heads cut off at 10 after 5, you know, next Friday night. And, you know, we have the luxury of being at home, which is good for that purpose. But at the same time, I think there's a nervous quality that comes with your first games at home when you don't load the bus and you don't have to prep your bag and you just show up. So, you know, things went well. No one got hurt. That's my biggest fear when you put one of these things on. So, you know, we were very pleased.
So what did you do today? At practice. Oh, we practice with the equipment, coach. You know. Oh, that's great. That's real nice. Okay.
Well, you know.
You got to do it, though. You got to do it.
You do. Yeah. You try to divide up and play like an equal scrimmage so that it's worthwhile for parents and them to come out. So you try to give a little taste of what it's going to be. And then you don't really want to put your group one out there because you've been doing that all week to practice. So, I mean, there's no reason to display that. You know, that's why I try to explain to the kids, you know, there's group one for a reason. And there's no reason to display that. So, you know, we try to make a balance. We do some special teams, and we try to simulate halftime a little bit, and all those little things that you don't probably do at practice and maybe should, but we definitely got those taken care of last night. And as I'll say again, no one got hurt because my biggest fear 2 or 3 years ago, I had a kid fall on a sprinkler head and tear an ACL. So, you know, I'm always leery of that situation.
Chad, you guys have had a really nice run here during your tenure as the head coach. As you look at this season, brand new year, I know that you've had, obviously, some very good offensive linemen over the last several years, obviously great tailbacks. As you look at your roster now, how does it compare to maybe the Carlinville teams we've seen the last 2 to 3 years?
You know, I told, I don't know, the Telegraph the other day, you know, I said, Carlinville's always got tremendous amount of speed, and we have that this year on both sides of the ball. And alignment-wise, we had lost three, kept 2.5, if you will. We had a kid playing some halftime offensive line. So, you know, we're looking at this as a reload situation instead of a rebuilding type of thing. So hopefully we got this thing rolling and are looking at rebuilding. And, you know, when you return all your skill kids from last year, pretty much that's huge in terms of a base to get things rolling. So we did have to replace two inside linebackers, and we've got some kids that are very capable of that. Obviously, they have not been battle-tested, so you know that's always a worry, at least for me and my coaching staff, and making sure that depth chart one is all set up and ready to go so that if you happen to get that 100-degree day, that you're adequate with subbing, and you don't have to – the game moves efficiently, and we try our best to make sure that happens. It doesn't always happen that way, but we try our best to make it happen.
All you can do is be prepared for it. And I guess, Chad, even, you know, you can have the soda scrimmage, you can have all that stuff, but I guess you never really know how a young man making his first appearance under those Friday night lights is going to react.
No, you don't. So, you know, in years past, we've always seemed to have a little bell curve with our skill kids, and we have not had that for the past 3 years. So I was very proud of them last year. I think everyone thought that our skill set last year would be down, losing the two we did a couple of years ago, and we battled right through that. And, you know, kids stepped up, and I anticipate that will happen with our offensive line. And, Yeah, you know, we have a 4-year starter at quarterback, so I mean that's huge. I mean, and there's no reason to lie about it. I mean, that's just a great quality that I have in terms of him, and he'll do a great job for me helping manage the game and his productivity. So.
Well, and with Joe being a 4-year starter, like you say, he basically is an extension of you. He's a coach in the field for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is 100% correct. I mean, I've had some great quarterbacks, and he will definitely be on that list when my career ends. And the trouble is, he's not only a quarterback for us on our team, but you know, the little things that people don't see is because his dad's kind of a pain in the butt sometimes, and he gets the ride to work with him in the summer. He's a great scout team quarterback because he knows all those footwork steps too, because he's been forced to run the scout teams and organize that. So, you know, in terms of that quality for him, that will be missed here in the year, but we're going to enjoy it while it's here, and we're having a great time doing it now. And, like you said, it's just an extension of me out there. So, very blessed to have him.
As you look at your team this year, last year we saw kind of a little wrinkle late in the year, I believe, where we saw a little more option with Job. And when that is just a possibility, when that's on the table, boy, does that just kind of open up an entire field of possibilities.
Yeah, you know what? We were discussing this also in the coach's office after the scrimmage. We put that wrinkle in. We did a little bit of it week one, and then as we moved along, it kind of grew on us a little bit. And we didn't like the fact of our quarterback being in the run game as much as we did last year. So, I don't know. It's hard to keep him out of it. I won't lie to you. It's hard not to call those plays because Kenny Miles, Garrett Gwillem, you know, they draw so much attention and things that it's really hard not to keep them out of there. But you know, we're a run team first. You know, everyone thinks that just because you're in the shotgun, you're not. But we have a lot of athletic kids, and there's not enough balls to go around. I think in a Friday night is where I was headed with this, with our speed and that type of thing. So you know, I think you have to be well balanced on defense to defend that.
Every game's important, Chad. Obviously, you only get 9 of them, and you go week by week, obviously. Week 1, Roxanne at home, but then you've got back-to-back road games at Vandalia, at Greenville. To me, Vandalia is always one of the tougher places to play in the league. Greenville speaks for itself, and then you got Payne at home. So your first 4 games, very, very tough.
Yeah, unfortunately, that hasn't changed in my 7 right? years of being the head
coach. It's always the same.
There's not much to say about it. I mean, heaven knows you and Terry and I have talked over the years. From my first 3 years, you know, we were 0-3, finished 6-4 for the year and that type of thing. So the importance of getting out of the gate here early and getting a win or two under your belt and, having that experience to trail off your end of your season is highly important. And I think that's why our coaching staff is so adamant about having those depth charts and all that ready to go on week one. I'm an OCD science teacher, so I mean, I have more papers and colors and charts and stuff like that for kids to look at, and I get really upset when they're not in the right spot at the right time. So, you know, it's important, and that's because of our schedule being that intense at the top. We have to be prepared.
Chad, we always love talking to you on Saturday mornings. We always appreciate the time you give us throughout the football season. Best of luck next week. Best of luck all season long, and we'll talk to you next week, sir.
That sounds great. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers. And you heard Chad mention to David about starting 0-3 several years in a row and then coming back and making the playoffs. That just, it kind of hardens you, you know. It just really can galvanize the club. And you've seen kind of they've taken off now the last 2 years where they've had, or last 3 years really, to where they've had good runs into the playoffs and very impressive regular seasons in terms of the win and loss total.
Well, the first time that they went 0-3, you know, the coaching staff's going, guys, we still have a shot here. Right. We still have a shot. And they were able to make the playoffs. The next year they started out 0-3. Well, they knew they had a shot because they did it the year before. So it's not like this is, you know, something that can't be accomplished, but it's certainly a lot easier. You can pick up a 2 or 3 W's here in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, heading towards your goal of getting into the playoffs. So, but I think Carlinville's loaded.
Well, like Chad said, they are reloading.
Yeah,
they're reloading and rebuilding at the same time. And that, you know, that's what the programs do.
Yeah, yeah. And for anybody who doesn't understand, and Chad touched on a little bit about having a son on the team, and you know, Hutch has the same situation in Greenville. When you have that son out there, he knows the system inside, outside, upside down. He's your coach out there. There's so much that goes on that he just handles.
No, that's exactly right.
There's stuff that just handles. He just takes care of it. Coaching staff doesn't have to worry about it.
And they may feel like this is their year. I mean, they they had that good matchup with Auburn that they came out on the short end of the stick last year. They may feel like, hey, all our their skill guys are seniors this year, so they're ready.
I think Carlinville thinks every year's their year.
Well, that's right.
And they should.
That's right. But we talked about it last year. They were juniors last year, but the group of kids this year who is seniors, Kenny Miles, Joe Bichet, that group of athletes for Carlinville, they've had success across the sports spectrum. It does, football obviously, but they've been good in basketball. They've won a regional in baseball. So, I mean, this is just a group of athletes that together, collectively, has had really nothing but success since they've been in high school. So you know that they are viewing this as the year to get it done. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
So, great. Hey, it's good stuff.
Oh, it is.
It's good stuff. We need to get to a break here on a high school football preview show. Sports Saturday rolls on after this.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Heat advisory in effect till 7 o'clock Monday night. We're looking at temperatures well into the 90s, 93 today, 95 for tomorrow, and again Monday, and even 93 on to Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday as we get warm weather for the next 4 or 5 days. Again, that heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock on Monday night. 85 degrees at the Weather Center. Back to Sports Saturday in just a moment. When packing school lunches, pack the nutrition your kids need for growing and learning. Include foods from all parts of the food pyramid. For sandwiches that aren't soggy, spread whole wheat bread with farmer-owned Prairie Farms butter before you add the filling. For the thermos, fill it with Prairie Farms milk or chocolate milk, or if you're out of fruit, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. For nutritious and delicious school lunches, taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Teamwork Rehab Physical Therapy at Hillsboro Area Hospital can provide you with all the services you need for living well, working effectively, and playing at the top of your game. We specialize in aquatic therapy, work hardening and conditioning, phase 3 cardiac rehab, orthopedic and sports rehabilitation, custom splinting and orthotics. Let our team of all licensed professionals meet your speech, occupational, and physical therapy needs at any of our 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital.
And before we get back to Sports Saturday, the extended forecast calls for a cooling trend about November. Just thought I'd let everybody know.
There we go. Okay. That's about right.
Yeah.
Although, really, we had our cooling trend all the way through June and July, you know?
Oh, man. Is this been a crazy summer or what? Yeah,
it's been quite the summer.
Yeah. But we knew somewhere along the line, probably right ahead of Football Friday, we were going to get hot weather.
Right on cue. But like Duffy mentioned, at least they got a little bit of it this week, so you can at least get sort of acclimated.
Able to prepare.
To what you potentially could have on Friday night. Now, David, we were talking about the South Central and just how really week to week, year in, year out, it's just the battle. We're going to have Greenville at Litchfield coming up for you on FM 106. It'll be Hillsboro at Southwestern on WAOX 105.3. The Ox, those are our broadcast features for week number one. They'll both stream online at WSMIRadio.com. But Roxana goes to Carlinville. What's the rest of week one in the South Central look
like? Right, like you said, Roxana travels to Carlinville. Staunton going to Pena to face the Panthers. Then Gillespie at Vandalia this year. And it's just, like you said, I mean, every week it's a grind in the South Central Conference.
Absolutely.
You never know what's going to happen.
Every week's a conference game in the South Central. Not so in the Prairie State Conference, where you get to step outside the conference, see some new meat, I guess, in the first couple of weeks. And Nokomis will be hosting Monticello this year in week number one. And joining us on the phone now is the head coach of the Skins, Gabe Cesaretti. Gabe, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
What are you doing this morning?
We are at practice right now.
At practice.
Workout in this morning, yeah.
Oh, that's right. So kind of just try to get into the regular season mentality of, hey, boys, we're going to be here Saturday morning.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a scrimmage game last night, and we're just working on a few things we need to fix this morning, just getting a little workout in.
Certainly, when you start off with Monticello, that's a team you're kind of familiar with, huh, Gabe?
Yeah, we saw them in the playoffs a couple years ago, and, that's a great program they got over there with a, state championship coach, and we know we got to hit the ground running this year. Our first half of our schedule really is tough this year, so, we got to be prepared and be in shape and be ready for anything.
But isn't this what you wanted for a schedule, be good and tough?
Yes, we got no problem with that. I mean, it makes us tougher later on, if we get in the playoffs. We've seen some good competition that way. And, they're going to challenge us, and hopefully we'll be up to it.
Monticello and Seneca, you're out of conference games, and you got Pawnee and Marquette in weeks 3 and 4. Gabe, you guys have had such a nice run here at Nokomis, basically consistently making the playoffs year in and year out. Just talk about the development of the program here, maybe over the last couple of years.
We lost a good group of seniors last year. We have another, great group coming in. Once you build tradition, we've always wanted to build that tradition, and the last 2 years have been really great for us, and it's, kept kids coming out and wanting to play, and, the younger kids see what the older kids do, and they know that, getting to the playoffs is not just guaranteed. It's something you have to work for and strive for year-round, and, they put in the work in the off season. They come in with good attitudes, and, we're a pretty big physical group this year. And we're kind of young at the skill positions, and not a lot of playing time varsity wise. But our skill guys are talented, and our line is pretty experienced. So we hope for good things.
And I guess, Gabe, when you're young at the skill position, that's where you really want a big offensive line to kind of just take over.
Yeah, I mean, this is in the years past, we've been able to throw the ball and run the ball pretty evenly. This year might be more of a 4 yards and a cloud of dust, what we're hoping for. I mean, we can throw the ball. We got Clint Tester, the senior quarterback. He's got a lot of reps the last few years. He's sitting behind Luke Hamlin, but he got a lot of playing time too, and we're confident we can throw the ball. But I think we're going to use our size up front, and hopefully we can, use them to control the game a lot.
And being young mixed with the tough schedule you have ahead of you, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you're talking about potentially building a really successful program on further for the next few years.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, because we don't have a lot of numbers in our sophomore and junior crew, but we've got a big freshman class. I mean, some of them are going to have to contribute right away on a Friday night. And, they'll gain a lot of experience this year, especially early on. Like I said, our first half of our schedule is brutal, and they're going to gain a lot of on the go experience right away.
Gabe, what was the atmosphere last night?
Well, it was hot. I mean, it was one of them muggy nights, and they were getting a little gas sometimes. It seems like when the sun went down, it got a little better. But we're experienced, and they know they can't guarantee next Friday night won't be the same way. So we have to be ready for a situation like that. And overall, they did a decent job. But I thought we were happy with the physical part of it. We got physical quite a bit, and we got another week to get in a little better shape. So we're going to work on that some this week.
What are the what's Nokomis looking like on the defensive side of the ball this year?
We're kind of the same way on offense side. We got experience up front. We got good sized kids, strong kids up front. We've got a couple guys returning in the defensive backfield. We'll have a couple new linebackers in there. We're skilled in the skill position, just not a lot of experience. A couple new guys there also. We got a transfer that came to us this year, going to start up middle linebacker named Gage Lawyer. He's looking pretty promising. And I think overall we'll be a tough run defense. And our skill guys are learning and getting better day by day. So, I mean, I think we'll be a pretty stout defense this year.
Of course, Gabe, the football season, it's here now, but it'll be gone before we know it. And last year's season obviously ended rather bitterly for you guys. As you moved into the off season, was that something that you allowed yourself to really think about, or did you just kind of watch the film and just put it behind you?
Well, I think for me personally, it kind of eats at you because, I mean, we felt that playoff game last year. That's a game we should have won and let slip away at the end. And it kind of eats at me a little bit and drives me to work harder in the offseason. I don't want the kids to worry about it too much. I mean, they know what it takes to get there. And, you know, it's a brand-new day, brand-new year. And, you know, I just want them to get after it and make their own history.
That's exactly right. And I guess that's just kind of just how sports goes, to where, it, you know, all the work you put in can basically come down to one play in early November.
Yes, and we had a couple games last year, you know, just like that, where, you know, we let a couple games slip away in the regular season, and, you know, we got burned in the playoff game. And like I said, as a coach, I think, yeah, it's all right to let it eat at you a little bit. Hopefully it just keeps you driving and driving. The kids, you know, watch it and then move on. Like I said, make it a cheer year. Let's go get it done.
Absolutely. So you got Monticello week one. Then you got the Saturday afternoon game week two. That's something you guys do on a fairly regular basis, is it not, Saturday afternoon week two?
We have been, recently, just because we've had some long travel. And, you know, this one's not a short one, that's no doubt. I mean, we're hoping for some cool weather because, you know, our bus doesn't have no air conditioning. That's going to be a long ride up there. We may have to stop on the way and stretch the legs. But it'll be interesting. It's fun, though. It's kind of like playoff atmosphere. Right. You're going somewhere different, people you don't know. So it'll be fun for us. Good experience.
Gabe, best of luck this year. We always appreciate your time on Saturday mornings. We look forward to talking to you throughout the year, sir.
Hey, anytime. I love you guys' show. Call me anytime.
All right. Gabe Cesaretti, the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins, always good with his time. And, boy, he's done a heck of a job, David, at Nokomis, building this thing up.
Yes, he is. And he wasn't lying about that first half of the schedule being tough. I mean, hosting Monticello, going to Seneca, you're hosting a good Pawnee team, and then traveling down to Alton Marquette. So your first four games, I mean, you want a test. There you go.
And, of course, you know, when you're in the playoffs consistently, it doesn't become a matter of just making the playoffs. It's seeding in the playoffs. And every game, every week plays into that. One ill-timed loss could drastically affect your seed, could drastically affect your travel.
No, that's exactly right. And like he mentioned, experience is going to be – I mean, that's what's going to pay off. You're talking about a team he's played in Monticello in the playoffs a couple years ago, a team that's regularly in the playoffs, as well as Seneca the next week. So he's playing some good future postseason contenders.
Absolutely. So Football Friday is upon us, kicking off next Friday, or this Friday night, I guess we can say now. We will have Greenville at Litchfield here on FM 106, Hillsboro at Southwestern on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Both games kick at 7, pregame at 6:40, and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com.
On the phone with us right now, Matt Trohall from the Illinois High School Association. And Matt, thanks for joining us this morning. And I know that right off the bat, first and foremost, the IHSA, along with the National Federation, has worked very hard and has taken a look at the safety issue when it comes to not only football, but all sports. And that's one thing that the IHSA and these types of organizations do very, very well, to try to keep everything as safe as possible.
Well, hey, it's good to be on. Thank you guys for having me. And, you know, absolutely, you hit the nail on the head that student safety is always going to be a top priority for us. And, you know, we've learned so much about contact sports and head injuries and concussions just in the last, just in the last few years here. And I think both organizations, the NFHS, the IHSA, and really state associations around the country have all taken positive steps in that direction based on what we're continuing to learn.
Matt, where do you get some the information from? Do you have coaches and athletic directors directly giving you comments and suggestions as the year goes along?
Well, when it comes to the safety portion, we have a sports medicine advisory committee that has a lot of respected medical professionals throughout the state. Top doctors from all over the state, and so you know their input is a big piece of that. But they're also one of the really good things about them is that they work well with the coaches. So, for example, on a lot of the stuff, the changes we've made with football over the past few years, with we changed kind of the setup of two-a-day practices where we limited those hours, and we've gone away from the hitting in the summer. And a lot of those were joint recommendations where the Sports Medicine Advisory Committee sort of had a direction that they felt like we needed to go, but they're still willing to sit down with the coaches and kind of say, well, hey, how does this work? Is it reasonable within you know, your ability to do your job and to properly teach kids. And you know, they work together and kind of find a middle ground. And once they agree, then they you know, they bring that forward, and either our board makes a decision or some decisions have to be voted on by all our member schools. But, yeah, there's a very good working relationship there.
Matt Trawhall joining us here on WSMI Sports Saturday. And, Matt, football coaches, obviously fans alike, everyone gets excited for football season. But you guys in the IHSA, you probably get just as excited. This is a lot of fun for you. A lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, it's nice. We get a little bit of downtime. It kind of ended June and then most of July. And then, you know, it really kind of starts to pick up as we get on the brink of starting sports. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the people in our office are you know, former teachers, coaches, principals, you know, have been involved in sports during our lives. And so, yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. We get just as excited as everybody else does. And several people in our office have kids playing right now, too. So they're especially, you know, vested in it.
Matt, this year I think the state football playoffs moves back to Champaign, correct?
That's correct. Yep. We are, because when the Big Ten expanded a few years ago, Illinois and Northwestern now play Thanksgiving weekend every year, and they obviously rotate home and away. So that forced us to move out of Champaign every other year. So last year we was our first year in DeKalb for state football. But yeah, we'll be back in Champaign this year and continue to rotate for the next 8 or 9 years after that.
Man, I got to be up there in DeKalb because we followed the Staunton Bulldogs up there, but it was impressive the job that Northern Illinois University did hosting the state football tournament.
Well, you know, a lot of good people up there and a lot of hard work went into it, and I appreciate you saying that, and I'll certainly pass that along to them. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up Staunton because they had the farthest trip of any school who had to make it, and certainly, you know, football is a little bit more limiting in that there's not as many stadiums in the state that could host our games. So, you know, in the back of our minds when Northern was selected, you know, there was always sort of that concern about some of the schools that would have to travel further. But, you know, it seemed to me that in talking to their people and their fans, a bunch of their fans happened to be at the restaurant we were at Thursday night before the game doing some of our meetings. And, you know, it didn't seem to bother them at all. It seems like the kids and the coaches had a great experience. So that was a good thing from our perspective.
Drive 12 hours to play in the state championship game. Go wherever they tell you to
that's
go.
That's right. That's
go
right.
Go to Indiana that's, if that's yeah, where it's
yeah.
at.
Yeah, the kids don't care. The kids will go wherever to play a title game. You're right about that.
You know, and the thing of it is, everybody has a dream of doing that, but not everybody gets an opportunity to do it. So when you have that opportunity, boy, you know, 12 hours on a bus ride, so what? Big deal.
Yeah,
we're playing in a state championship game.
Matt Trawhall joining us here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Matt, the IHSA has been in the news for a variety of reasons over the last few months, but maybe some people don't realize, maybe some people do, all the things you guys do. Everyone sees the football games. A lot of people see the basketball games. You know, not as many people see the baseball, softball, track and field, but the IHSA does so much more than that.
Well, yeah, we have one of the largest programs of any state association in the country. You know, we offer a lot of sports people probably don't realize, you know, like water polo, gymnastics, things like that. And then we also do activities, which very few other state associations do. And what I mean by activities would be chess, scholastic bowl, drama, you know, things of that nature, debate. And also, we were the first, and I think there's now two states that offer a bass fishing state final. So, you know, our goal is to offer a program that every kid in your high school has an opportunity to participate in something and represent their school. So, you know, yeah, we do. We offer an array of different programs and opportunities, and we're very proud of that.
And we are very tickled to have the state champion Litchfield Scholastic Bowl team out here on the sports show last spring, and that was pretty impressive, an impressive group of young people. And, boy, what a great opportunity to compete at a high level, even in that sort of activity.
Well, you know, I'm glad you said that. A few months ago, Susie Knobloch left our staff and joined the NFHS over in Indianapolis, and she handled many of our activities with the administrator for them. And, you know, when she was talking as she left, one of the things that she kind of left us with, and I think it's just a great point, is that, you know, she said as much as, your football and your basketball get, you know, so much publicity. You know, the kids competing in, whether it be Scholastic or debate or drama, they're just as excited to have success and to reach the state finals and to win and to compete as in any kid in any other sport. You know, they work just as hard. That's their football state championship. That's their March Madness. And I'm glad you said that because I think that's a great point.
I mean, I'm curious, has the bass fishing been more popular than maybe you guys even thought it would be?
You know, I think the numbers are healthier probably than we expected. You know, we started off right around 200. I think we're into about the 230, 240 range. It's one of those sports where, or I should say activities where, you know, sometimes a team may have a team 1 year and then may not the next because they may not have kids interested. But for the most part, it's, you know, a lot of the programs are developing and, you know, they're getting a lot of kids. I mean, we're hearing about schools with 20, 25 kids going out for bass fishing. So there's a lot of very healthy programs. And I think one of the neat things is that I'm not a big fisherman. I've done it here and there throughout my life. But there are a lot of programs that are just perennial contenders. And I think it just sort of shows that it's not just luck. You know, you don't just throw that thing in the water and get lucky, because the same programs and kids are having success year after year. And I think that's pretty neat.
There's an awful lot of grandpas that'll tell you it's not luck.
Yeah. I catch exactly. Old shoes and moss. That's all I catch. Metro, we always appreciate when you give us a few minutes of your time, sir. We know you're a very busy gentleman. Thank you so much. And, hey, have fun this year. Hopefully we'll see you at U of I.
All right, that sounds good, guys, and, you know, I always got time for you, so whenever you want me, just call.
Awesome. Matt Trohaw with the IHSA. We're about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour here on WQSMI FM 106. Do we need to get to a break, T? We need a break here. Our high school football preview show rolls on following these messages.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Time now for radar weather brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock Monday night. Partly sunny today, high 93. A few clouds tonight, low 75. The muggy weather continues tomorrow on into Monday with highs of 95 tomorrow and again Monday. Tuesday will be warm as well with a high of about 93. Then things start to happen. We will have an opportunity for some showers and thunderstorms, which could bring in some cooler air beginning Wednesday. And then by football Friday next week, we're looking at a high of about 80 degrees. Right now, though, extremely muggy. 86, this update brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. And this is our high school football preview program. So we are expected to go into overtime today, gentlemen. We will be on the air beyond 10 o'clock to talk to all of our coaches.
Hey, yes. Don't forget the Illini play next weekend.
Oh, yes, they do. A week from today, we'll have the Illini. Yep. Basically, a week and 8 minutes from now.
There you go. And by the way, today a couple of golf tournaments going on. The Arrowhead Open at Lakeshore this afternoon to benefit Nokomis Sports, and at Shoal Creek right now and again this afternoon. They have the team open, which is to benefit the sports at Lincolnwood.
And I guess we can say that we're going to have a Twitter feed now for WSMI Sports to try, you know, for scores and just various things. But as David is on the Twitter, He saw a very interesting tweet coming out of the Lincolnwood golf tournament.
Yes, apparently Lincolnwood principal Kendall Elvidge is four and a half, at the time, 4.5 holes into the tournament. sheared off two heads of golf clubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Well, when we have another opportunity, we can talk about Kendall. I've got a few stories I can.
Best of luck to Kendall in keeping all the heads of his clubs.
Run out of clubs?
Yeah.
You play in 18?
I don't know what's happening.
Full 18. You don't have so many clubs. I think you only have like 14 clubs in the bag.
Yeah. As long as you find a stick, that's all. That's all that matters, right, man. He'll find a stick. He'll use it. That's all right. Oh, my goodness gracious.
So school's back in session. The high school sports season will be in full swing, really beginning Friday when football kicks off. But, T, there's been other sports that are already underway. Yeah. Football gets all the press, but the high school sports season really starts slightly before school starts.
Well, this week we've had golf golf competition going on. Next week you get the start of volleyball. You get the start of cross country, some of the various other sports, and once you get really to September, virtually every night's busy with sports, and we'll have a daily sports schedule up on our website under WSMIRadio.com. Click on sports, and then click on sports news. You'll see the daily schedule. Then we'll have scores for you as well in the evening on that same website. So keep looking for that. But actually this week we're going to have a pretty healthy schedule, and in about 2 weeks it'll be just
full bore.
That's right. Golf, volleyball, cross country, girls tennis, amongst other things. So yeah, and of course football Friday in less than a week.
That's right. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to catch up with Auburn head coach Dave Bates, and then at 10:15, Litchfield head coach Pat Rintz will join us.
Before we get back into high school football, I want to say congratulations to Wes Lunt, Rochester grad, on being named the starting quarterback at the University of Illinois.
Well, we were talking yesterday, what took so long?
Well,
they should have been promoting the fact that he's going to be their quarterback all year long, all summer long. They should have been promoting that. They knew he was going to be
really
the guy.
ever since he was announced that he was transferring. I mean, it should have been, hey, this is going to be the guy. But they
who's
wisely
the marketing over.
Yeah, they wisely decided he's going to be the starting quarterback. So Rochester grad,
very cool.
Starting,
of course, Rochester, dominating program,
of course,
right now, and we'll have the Illini, as David mentioned a moment ago. A week from today, they will host Youngstown State, and we'll have it for you live at 10 o'clock here on FM 106. The Illini are going to an hour-long pregame show here for the upcoming
this
football season.
This may be a win. Youngstown State on the schedule. Could be.
If this isn't a win, then I don't know what will be.
Yeah, then if it's not a win, Coach Tim Beckman's seat is going to be very warm.
He will be in trouble.
Yeah, it's going to be very warm. So.
So Youngstown State and Illinois coming up a week from today here on WSMI FM 106. Our Football Friday schedule has Greenville at Litchfield. We'll have that for you right here on FM 106 on Friday night. And then Hillsboro at Southwestern will come your way on WAOX 105.3 The Ox.
How about some of the Week 1 Sangamo Conference matchups? New Berlin and is traveling to North Mac for Week 1. They've shifted their schedule around, so Week 1 will also feature Auburn at Williamsville, and that could be one of the games of the year, and it's Week 1.
Well, that could be the game that decides the entire conference.
Exactly. I believe Auburn has 9 starters on defense returning. And we all know what they did last year, getting just shy of the state championship game. A couple other Sangamo Conference games: Riverton at Pleasant Plains and Athens at Porta. So,
and the Sangamo Conference has really turned into kind of a powerhouse conference.
Yeah, yes, it has. And they welcome in a couple years, I believe starting in 2016, Moreau Forsyth will be joining the Sangamo Conference. So
that's a big time.
Yes,
addition.
It is. Yes, it is.
As we look at the Prairie State action coming up in Week 1, it'll be non-conference for the Prairie State teams, but let's look at the non-conference schedule.
Right,
coming up in Week 1.
As we mentioned earlier in the show, Monticello will be at Nokomis, also in the Prairie State. Bunker Hill traveling to Metro East Lutheran. Westland at Mount Olive. You've got Hamilton at South Fork. Alton Marquette will be traveling to Civic Memorial. Pawnee will be at Shelbyville. Columbia will be at East Alton Wood River, and I believe East Alton Wood River, from a football standpoint, is in the Prairie State still. Pittsfield at Varna. Brown County at Greenfield Northwestern. We've also got Calhoun at Jacksonville Route. Triopia at Pleasant Hill. North Green at Camp Point Central, and Minden Unity at Winchester. So a lot of good Prairie State matchup. Well, Prairie State Conference teams playing in Week 1, not
talking
necessarily
about
conference matchups.
That's right. Talking about the Sangamo Conference and how tough that has become over the years. And North MAC head coach J.D. Lorton is joining us on the phone now. J.D., thank you for a few minutes of your time. The North MAC Panthers have built a nice program here at the start, and you are home week number one to New Berlin, and I guess you're going to be off and rolling now, aren't you?
Yeah, I tell you what, man, it's flying by, you know, but we're out here practicing right now and, getting ready for a good quality club to come over from New Berlin. They got a lot of guys back.
J.D., I guess maybe for you, you would just love to get off to a fast start this year. Seems like the last few years you guys have gotten yourselves behind the eight ball early and then rebounded late in the year.
Yeah, I mean, it also, the thing about the thing, though, is it's on any given Friday night, you're going to play a team that, is very comparable. I mean, there's no patsies or pushovers. And, the last couple years we have just came out flat. And, with the competition that you play, when you play the Williamsvilles, the Auburns, the Plus Plains, the Athens of the world early, you better be ready to play. And if you're not, they're going to smack you in the mouth. And, we've reiterated that to our kids, all year. And, I think we have a formidable squad and we can compete and, we could do some things to cause some trouble for some people.
You mentioned that the Sangamo Conference is it's no cakewalk, but do you feel that the realignment of the schedule maybe benefits your team as you've had to fight your way into the postseason the last couple of seasons?
Well, I mean, I'm not one of those guys that, worry about who you play, to be honest with you.
Right.
It's 6-1 way, half a dozen the other. The teams that are strong, the teams that are, they're in the middle of the pack. You know it. You know what it is already. And you're going to have to play them anyway, let's be honest. Williamsville, you play them week two or week nine. Week nine, you're probably going to be hitting on all cylinders. Week two, you are able to do some things that make them pretty uncomfortable. So, I mean, it's got pros and cons, but to me, we're just worried about who our next opponent is, and that would happen to be the New Berlin Pretzels. And like I said, they got a lot of guys back. They got Jake Hunt, quarterback that threw for, a couple thousand yards. They got their skilled guys back. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out, but I think it'll be a great game week one.
And, J.D., you make a good point, though, that it's not necessarily who you play, but it's when you play them. And teams that have played you late in the year have certainly found that out over the last couple of years, as you were new to the Sangamo Conference. But you guys aren't the new kid on the block anymore, as Pittsfield has come in for football. So you get to take a nice trip over to God's country in week two.
Oh, yeah. We're the lucky guys to draw Pittsfield and Barnum Midland. So our frequent flyer miles just went up on those two. But, I don't know much about Pittsfield, to be honest with you. We have, the last couple of years, they have came over to our 7-on-7. We do a four Wednesday night 7-on-7 where we got, anywhere from 12 to 15, area schools from different conferences. And, they happen to come over a couple. They didn't come over this year, but we've seen them last year. And then we've seen them last year also. We went over to their place. And they got good athletes, good kids. I didn't see any of their guys up front, but from what I understand, they have got some monsters, so we'll have our hands full with them week two, because they weren't playing the Patsies of the world either. We're playing Illini West, Quincy, Notre Dame, Monmouth, Roseville. I mean, they play good competition week in and week out from their old league. So, that'll definitely, we'll have our hands full with them.
J.D. Lorton, the head coach of the North MAC Panthers, joining us here on WQSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, our high school football preview show. J.D., tell us a little bit about what we can expect to see from the Panthers this year in terms of your talent.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're pretty excited about what we have, especially the skill position areas. We got Cody Kopwitz back. I think he could be one of the better quarterbacks in our league. Very dynamic runner. Can distribute the ball, and then we have some guys around him, like Gage Shepherd, Kane Clark. We got a couple sophomores that are going to, we've got about six sophomores that are going to see substantial playing time, but a couple of those are skilled kids that, that give us some dynamic that, you know, we haven't had in the past, you know, being able to throw waves of people, you know, quality guys that can make plays at people. And, you know, we got, you know, like Kendall Bearden. We got three guys at our tailback position. We got senior Austin Seabolt, two sophomores, Kendall Bearden and Griffin Atala. And we had our inner squad scrimmage last night. And, you know, the sophomore kids, they look really good at that position now. You know, like I said, Sangamo's a grind, so you better have more than one because somebody's going to get dinged up. You know, they're not just going to sit there and let you, you know, do the things that you want to them. They're going to cause, you know, the defenses are going to cause some havoc. But, I like our kids, our skill set that we got. And the other thing is we got three starting offensive linemen back. You know, we got, you know, John Myers, 6'4", about 304. We got Nick Tipps, he's 6'3", about 270. And we got Will Brown, he's about 5'10", you know, 245, 250. You know, and those kids, they've all started, a year and a half worth of games for us. So, you know, we're expecting big things from them. You know, and we, you know, what I'm saying is I think we could be a pretty formidable squad. And then, you know, that's on the offensive side of the ball, but the defensive side of the ball, we're going to be very, very fast. Be able to close. You know, in the Sangamo, the thing about it is teams try to spread you out and get their matchups. In years past, you know, we have been somewhat exposed. You know, for example, the outside linebacker position, and we lock them up on a slot or, you know, a back out of the backfield. But we didn't, you know, our kids, I mean, they played hard and they did everything we asked them to do. But, you know, God just didn't bless them with a lot of speed. And, you know, now we got some kids at those positions that we're going to be able to do some things that are going to be, you know, more advantageous for us to be successful.
JD, the North MAC program's been really on the right track since its inception. Sounds like this could be a very special year for you and your North MAC Panthers. Thank you so much for some of your time this morning, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the year, sir.
I tell you what, guys, thank you for the coverage, and it's a very exciting time in Illinois. So we appreciate everything you guys do.
All right, JD, thank you so much. It is a very exciting time. You can hear it, David, really, in all the voices of the coaches we've talked to. Just, it's finally here. We've been counting it down since, you know, like January, and we're finally inside of a week.
Yeah, it's kind of felt like, as we've mentioned earlier in the show, it's kind of felt like autumn weather already at times. But, you know, it's starting to heat up, and all the coaches are ready to get back in the action. Actually, North MAC this year, they're one of those teams that gets to play a Saturday afternoon game as they, during week 8, play Varna Midland on a Saturday afternoon. So that should be a fun experience for them.
It really should be. And we are looking to next week, obviously, Friday night, Greenville at Litchfield here on FM 106, Hillsboro at Southwestern on 105.3, the Oxford Law Stream at WQSMIRadio.com. And, David, we'll have a good way for people to catch up on scores this year.
Yes, we will. If you want to go log on to the website, we'll have the scores for all the high school sports that we're able to get on the website. We're also on Twitter at WSMI Sports. So look forward to scores. And if you can also help get us the scores, that would be great. Just tweet us at WSMI Sports.
There you go. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Auburn Trojans, Dave Bates. And Dave, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. I would imagine you guys are raring to go.
Well, we just finished up this morning practice, and we're next week's game week, so game mode's getting ready here, and yeah, the kids are excited, so we'll see what happens.
We hear programs around the area talk about reload versus rebuild, and it's always a reload situation at Auburn.
Well, we have good numbers. We're around the 80 mark. That's how much they have freshmen through seniors, and you know, we've got some tradition here and consistency in coaches, and you know, and we win, and I think that obviously helps.
Well, Dave, I've always thought Greenville comes to mind with consistency of coaches along with you guys, but that is such a big thing at the high school level when your kids, they know what the coaches expect of them.
Well, you know, I've been here 29 years, and I've got two or three guys that have been here with me almost the same amount as some others have been here about 15, 12, 15. So, I mean, it's no question it helps in practice and throughout the off season, just kind of getting the kids motivated.
And a bit of a switch in your schedule. You start at Williamsville this year. Hello.
Yeah, you know, that's been our week 9 game. And, you know, in the Sangamo, every 2 years we rotate. And so that week 9 game went up to week 1. And And, you know, it's one of those things. It's part of the schedule, and you just have to play with it. Probably not ideal, but, you know, it is what it is.
Dave, as you look at last year and how it ended, how did that, I guess, play into how hard your kids were working this offseason?
Well, you know, I don't know if it could have ended any more of a disappointment than it did. You know, those last couple minutes. You know, I think it's something that we have enough guys coming back that they really felt that, you know, hurt after that game. I think they've, you know, kind of said, you know, we're not going to let that happen again. And we've kind of talked about a little motto of finishing strong and finishing the whole season, because whole season's a grind. And we had played well till that last game, and for whatever reason, we made too many mistakes.
And you talk about it is a grind. It goes so fast, but yet at the same time, that when you're a coach and a player and you get into that week-to-week grind, just talk about the mental toll that that can take.
Well, you know, it used to not be this way, but we started the 1st of June, you know. About that first week of June we started, and we've really been going since then. So we not only had 2 weeks of a two-a-day climatization type thing where there's where you can actually practice, but we've been practicing for 2 months before that. So, and then when you top that off of playing 9 games and then getting into the playoffs, and you could go all the way to Thanksgiving, it's a long season. So you got to, you know, mentally you got to be sharp.
Dave, let's talk a little bit about what you have on both sides of the ball this year. Historically, all sorts of speed for Auburn where you can just spread a team out and attack with multiple weapons.
Well, we lost two really good players in our quarterback, Corbin Clark and Jared Wilson, our wide receiver. But we also lost three interior linemen on offense. But we returned everybody else, about 6 guys. So we had 3 wide receivers that had at least 30 catches or more. And we had Noah Meyer coming back who had over 1,600 yards rushing. So we have people coming back, but we have some holes to fill. On defense, we have 9 of our 11 starters back, which for us doesn't happen very often. So we've got some experience on both sides of the ball. We've got to come up with a few, replacements here and there, but we feel good about it.
Dave, you mentioned you've been there 29 years. You've seen pretty much about everything that you're going to be able to come across, I would think, in high school football. In your experience, is when you have to replace 3 linemen, is that one of the more, I guess, challenging positions to try to fill and still be competitive like you guys are?
No question. Offensive line is the toughest position to coach, and in my opinion, it's the most important position on the team. I mean, it's not something, you know, sometimes you can take a skilled kid and make him into a receiver really fast. You can't do that with an offensive lineman. And we have 2 returners, both are tackles, but we're going to end up on the offensive line, it looks like, starting 4 seniors and 1 sophomore. So we're going to be pretty good size. So we even though the seniors didn't start last year, they played in and out. So we feel good about that. And, you know, if we can just get our rhythm down, I think we'll be good.
Dave, of course, Auburn always supports the Trojans extremely well, and you guys will have that caravan rolling over to Williamsville Friday night.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a huge crowd there. I mean, it's probably the marquee game.
Yep.
My big thing is just telling them that football season is such a long grind and a long season. Whether we win or lose, when week 9 hits, you don't even remember what happened week 1.
Yeah.
So we got a long way to go, whatever we do. Don't get me wrong, it'd be great to win. But, we just got to take 1 game at a time.
Dave Bates, the head coach of the Auburn Trojans, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We always appreciate it, sir, and best of luck this year.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Dave Bates from Auburn. And, you know, we talk a lot about, on this show, the Greenville Comets and how they've had these deep playoff runs. Dave Bates has knocked on that championship game door so many times.
Yeah. You just root for him to get there. Yeah, you just root for him to just get there as close as he's been since he's been the Auburn head coach. But I imagine with this matchup against Williamsville, really what they want to come away with more than anything is just be healthy. That's they want to advance past week one healthy.
I mean, what a matchup in week one. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Certain media outlets have stated that Auburn may be the favorite in the Sangamo Conference this year. And I imagine Coach Bates has all of his kids, you know, tuning that stuff out. Sure. But, it could be their year. I mean, the number of guys they're returning, they are replacing some important people. But they, for the most part, I mean, they've got the key guys back and – they remember what happened at Staunton last year.
And, you know, and you cannot underestimate what that type of defeat does for just your drive. And like we heard Dave Bates say, finish strong.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the things that helped him last year was finishing against Williamsville. It was kind of a tune-up for the playoffs, you know, playing a playoff team, one of the best in the area, going into the playoffs. Now, I'm not sure how their schedule goes out for the end of the regular season, but they get to start against Williamsville, and they'll have that bar set right there for the rest of the season.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean,
yeah, oh yeah.
The last football season was such a great one across the board, and it looks like this year is going to be very similar. There is a lot of talent around the area.
Yeah, a lot of hidden talent, really. Yeah. I mean, you would maybe look at some teams and think, yeah, this might be a down year for this team, but really it's going to be a pretty evenly matched season yet again.
Yeah, so. I mean, you start looking, it's hard to really differentiate. You know, you get into the South Central Conference. Obviously, Greenville is a notch above everybody, and they really have been for a number of years now. But, you know, Carlinville is going to be very solid. Greenville and Carlinville, I would say, have kind of separated themselves
at the top of
the league.
I think Greenville's replacing their entire offensive line. So they're returning a lot of important players, obviously, but I believe all their entire offensive line graduated, so they've got to replace that, and that's no small task, as Dave Bates mentioned.
Right, and you look at a team like Staunton, 5-4 last year, all the way to the championship game. They've got some serious talent to replace, but they've also got some serious talent coming back. They had some young players at important positions a year ago.
Well, we've left messages with everybody, so
there we go.
They've also got a new.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, they've also got a new head coach, so a new system that they're going to have to learn.
Yeah, Kevin Krause is the new head coach for the Staunton Bulldogs, coming from Knox College, the collegiate ranks. So, you know, that will bring a different type of mentality just from the way practice is done. You'll have that college influence coming right out of it. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Bulldogs respond here coming off of a – you know, and that's the tricky thing, Terry. They've been there before. Like, they're going to get a lot of the, you know, we were in the state championship game a year ago, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We saw that with the Staunton basketball team after they won state in 93. Great. But it's not doing anything for you now.
Well, if there's any one thing that is what have you done for me lately, it's sports.
No kidding.
You know, it's just the way it is. And Kevin Krause, who is the new head coach at Staunton, coming out of the collegiate ranks, as you said, Tim, comes from the Galesburg area, Knox College, where that college really had struggled with their football program until just recently. And he was part of a kind of a resurgence in that Knox College football program. So be interesting to see how it translates to the high school level, and in particular to the Bulldogs. So
that's exactly right. Yeah. So our football preview show rolling on here on WSMI FM 106. Let's see what 10 holes in and
another club down for
really?
Principal Elvidge.
Wow.
So that's three.
Maybe you should invest in a new set of clubs. Or he's going to have to after today. He's going to have no choice.
It will. I'm going to say something, and Lincolnwood people will understand, need to have Wayne Angle make him a set of golf clubs. They will not break.
Would he be able to swing them, though?
Probably not. Probably not. But I'll guarantee you they wouldn't break. Well, and of course, we'll have our normal interviews with our coaches throughout the football season. And, of course, once we get to the playoff situation at the end of the year. We did this last year. We postponed or actually moved our high school football playoff show from that Saturday night when all the internet stuff collapsed. they lie to us, don't they? It doesn't really work as well. But anyway, we moved that to the following Monday, I believe, and just worked out so much better, and we had a lot of nice feedback. So coaches will have had an opportunity to take a look at tapes and kind of catch their breath. And
well, in this day and age, people have multiple outlets to get the individual pairing. So, you know, when we do the show on Monday night, now we're able to talk to the coaches. They've had a chance to look at film and really give us kind of an insight into what the first week of the playoffs is going
to
look like.
So that'll be – that's something we look forward to. And
the road to Champaign again this year.
It'll be road to Champaign this year, yes. So, great to – it's great to hear these coaches talking. They're all just so enthusiastic, and you can only imagine that the kids are a reflection of their coaches. And boy, what a great night it's going to be next Friday night when the football season kind of kicks off the autumn season for us.
And they're ready to hit somebody else. No, they've been hitting each other for long enough.
See, that's the point. That's the point. You know, Dave Bates pointed out, well, man, we've been practicing since June.
Right.
Well, you know, that gets old. See the same people time after time. You really want to tee off on somebody.
Well, we heard Duffy talking when he was in here earlier to start the program about how it is such – it's a grind.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just – it's a long process. And, you know, you don't think about them doing – you know, the 7-on-7s in June, all the weightlifting that they do. I mean, it's a commitment. You're asked to commit a lot of your time, basically all of your time.
And the student-athletes from these schools around here, the smaller schools of in the state, you know, we have 1As, we have 2As, 3As, 4As, whatever in football. And kids have to play multiple sports to keep all these programs alive, and they do. Yeah. And, boy, what a great job it is. You know, they stay busy year-round. They not only participate in interscholastic sports, but they also, you know, are students as well. So, you know, it teaches them time management and all sorts of other things. So there's more to it than just the football field.
Speaking of time management, we need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more of our high school football preview show following these messages.
Hello, this is Danny Russell from Russell Furniture and Floor Covering in Staunton. We're getting ready to get rid of some inventory. Luke has a bunch of specials for you.
We got carpet and vinyl sale, odd lots boxes of tile, $10 a box, ceramic tile and laminate starting at 99 cents, $3 off a yard in stock vinyl. We also got free 7/16 8-pound pad with any regular price carpet or special ordered carpet.
Come see us for all your free estimates and some of the best insulation in the area. That's Danny Russell, Russell Furniture and Floor Covering in Staunton. See store for details.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the 2014 Ram 1500, has low financing with great rebates, and we have a nice selection to choose from. We also have one remaining 13 Dodge Avenger loaded, and we're selling below invoice. And the all-new Chrysler Town & Country and Dodge Grand Caravan have 0% for 72 months and a $1,000 rebate. Right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and handshake makes the best deals.
Heat advisory till 7 o'clock Monday night. Partly sunny, hot, humid today, high 93. Partly cloudy, 75 for a low tonight. Sunny, 95 tomorrow. Same goes for Monday, 88 at the WSMI Weather Center. And back to Tim Mize, Dave Jenkins in Studio A, and Sports Saturday.
Tito, thank you, sir. And, well, might as well run down the broadcast schedule for you again because it'll be here on Friday night.
Yes, it will. Yes, it and will. By the way, we'll be streaming them online, as always, at WSMIRadio.com, and the podcast will be up
always.
Well. Yeah,
always. Greenville at Litchfield here on FM 106. Hillsboro at Southwestern on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Both games, of course, kick at 7 on Friday night. Pregame at 6:40, as T mentioned. Stream online as well at WSMIRadio.com. So, week number one is upon us for high school football. A week from today, the Fighting Illini will kick off what will surely be another stellar season. They will host Youngstown State. We'll have live coverage for you at 10 o'clock a week from today here on WSMI FM 106. But as you mentioned, David, local Rochester.
Yeah.
I don't know.
West Lund.
Yeah.
West Lund.
Yeah.
It could be a springboard for maybe some more Rochester players going into U of I.
Who knows?
If they were smart, that's what it would – that's what – would happen, but
I mean, you think about the run that Rochester is on. Is it five in a row now or four?
I think it's five.
Well, you've got Rochester, and of course,
Sacred
his
Heart
dad coaches SHG. So, my goodness, there's a pipeline there. If you want to,
they had a lot of fun. They liked their trip to Northern last year.
Well,
nobody's
complaining.
Central State 8 had two state champions last year. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Go figure that.
Yeah,
what are the odds there? Good in the sense.
I believe
those two programs. Pretty good. Yeah.
That was the one game on the Sacred Heart Griffin schedule that was, pretty close. I mean, Sacred Heart had scored like 60 points in almost every game, and then that game was like 38-33. So,
and it's, you know, the good thing about the thing that I like about Rochester personally is public school.
Yeah.
And they go up and they just own everybody.
Yeah.
Just own them all. Good stuff.
Yeah, they do. They've built quite a program.
Yeah, Coach Derek Leonard has. He's done his work.
Yes, he has.
That's
yes,
exactly
he has.
Right. So,
and not only, you know, we talked about high school football, but of course in earnest, volleyball, soccer, boys soccer, girls tennis, cross country, all starting next week as well as we get into the last full week of the month of August. So,
guys, before we get out of here, we remind you we've got the Cardinals on the radio for you tomorrow from Philly, 11:40 on WSMI AM 1540, and Cardinals still hanging around somehow, some way.
Yeah, that was a game you should have won last night. If anything, I mean, you had a 3-run lead twice with your ace in the game on the road to one of the worst teams in the National League, and you couldn't find a way to win it. So
that doesn't sound real good when you put it like that.
No, it was well. That's the thing. It was that bad a loss. That's how it was.
That's exactly right. So the Cardinals on the radio for you tomorrow, 11:40 on AM 1540. The Tim Beckman Show for you Tuesday night, live at 7. We'll have the Fighting Illini a week from today, hosting Youngstown State at 10. And of course, Football Friday coming up. Greenville at Litchfield, Hillsboro at Southwestern. And then of course, all sorts of fun to come for the next 9 weeks and counting. Hope you enjoyed our high school football preview show this morning here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. For T-Tote, David Jenkins, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done.